So I want to explain a little bit about this picture and why I have it as the title picture of this article. First, just a little background on it. It was taken along the California coast near Davenport, California, which is south of San Francisco. Basically, I had a free day and in the area, and so I went to the coast, saw the sky and the clouds the way they were, and thought it would be a great day, and it was. So then this particular picture, just to let you know about it, it was a 5-second exposure, and I did that so that the waves would be soft and that in the picture. I also took it at ISO 50, also in an effort to keep the water blurred without having to use a neutral density filter. And I took it at F8, which in hindsight I frankly wish I hadn't done. I think it has a pretty good depth of field because I shot it at a really sort of wide angle. But I think this was a phase when I was worried about diffraction and that sort of thing, and so I was trying to keep my aperture from getting too small. If I had to do over again, I would make it a smaller aperture, something like F16. Anyway, don't want to get sidetracked on that. Just wanted to give you a little bit about this picture. Now, why do I have it as the sort of title picture of this article? Basically because for me, it was just an example of working back to front. And it doesn't look that much like it in the picture, but that's the way it went down when I took the picture. So I want to explain a little bit about that. First, the background. And as I mentioned in the background in the article, a lot of times you're just stuck with the background. And in this case, I was pretty happy to be stuck with this background. I had a really nice sky. But the point is that it is what it is. And in this case, the sky was really nice. I used it as the background, and there was no sense spending a lot of time worrying about it just because it was a given feature. So then, as mentioned in the article, you move along to the subject matter. In this case, it was these cliffs and this sort of big protruding rock structure in the middle of the picture, and that was supposed to be the subject here. And I'm going to come back to that in a second because this is important to the way the picture is shaped up. But first, I want to go into the foreground, which, as you can see, are these rocks along the bottom third of the picture, and that's what I used there. And I was trying to give a sense that you could just sort of walk into the picture. And this picture ended up being, in my opinion, the best one I took that day. And I took a lot. And here comes the point, which is that this was on my way walking towards those cliffs and that big protruding rock. And then I spent a lot of time over there taking pictures. And I had a lot more dramatic cliff pictures. I had a lot more where the water was doing different things. I had ones with that protruding rock as really a defined subject in the picture and different things like that. So when it came to subject matter alone, those may have been a little better. But the point is that this one had all these three elements that I'm talking about in this article, in particular this foreground, which was better in this case than the others, and that made this an overall better picture. So working from back to front, even though I didn't have these big dramatic cliffs and rock protrusions taking up half the picture, this picture ended up being better in my opinion. And so that's just a little bit of an example from my perspective why this method of sort of back-to-front composition really works well.